And when you give the ball to your $150 million quarterback, you want more of what you had week one, which is lead a game-winning drive. That's what you want.
Joe.
And the fact that you fumble in the pocket after getting hit when you have 3.5 seconds to get rid of it, like, it's just, it's really deflating.
I don't use this word lightly, and it's what you never want to hear when it comes to a quarterback in the NFL. Is he regressing, Brock Purdy?
I think physically he is. Like, his mobility is not there right now. I don't think the sample is large enough for me to say that just yet. I really think yesterday was a combination of rust, confidence in his body, health, and everything around him being chaotic. They can't run the ball.
Jaime, Dave, McKay, Jacob, Jay, we will get to all of you. I promise. There are no guests all show long. It's all about you, the people, today. 888-957-9570. They are frustrated, man.
I don't think he's seeing the field really well right now. And I look at a guy, even on the tip pass, he was thrown into triple coverage. I see a guy throwing that ball to McCaffrey. Yeah, maybe McCaffrey should come down with that ball. You're throwing into triple coverage. Hi. He threw medicine balls all over the place. And again, explain to me the last 17 games, last year and this year, 29 overall touchdowns, 24 turnovers. That's what happened to Jimmy G after 2019. The body started to get banged up. The decision-making, the hanging onto the ball, all started to get worse. So are we at Jimmy love? No, we're not even close to where Jimmy was. But to say that I haven't thought about it and I'm not fearful of it is me lying to the audience, because I have thought about it and I am feared about it. I thought for sure Brock is way better than Jimmy and blah, 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 blah. He looks diminished. He does not look healthy. He doesn't look confident. He's not seeing the field right now. Playmakers around him are going down. You paid him and have had to say goodbye to a lot of other players. You've had to go through the draft, and some of those guys just aren't ready just yet. It's a little bit of everything right now.
And it's a direct correlation of a lack of complementary football within the offense. You just can't run the ball right
now. No doubt.
And when you shoulder the load as a passer in this league, you've got to do it every single week. You know, Joe Burrow has shown that he could do that. You know, the Patrick Mahomes, you know, the Josh Allens. There are some guys that can shoulder that load and burden. But at the same time, you have to have bodies being healthy. So, yes, not having a George Kittle out there has been brutal. Not having a Brandon Ayuk at all this season has been brutal. Ricky Pearsall has been a pleasant surprise. And then what happens yesterday? He leaves the game with a knee injury. Juwan Jennings missed training camp because he was holding in, whatever he wants to call it, calf issue, whatever. Like, you're missing talent everywhere. And when Christian McCaffrey is clearly a step slower, and not, and we can say that now, by the way. It's four games or a quarter of the way through the season.
Yeah, he's
a step slower.
He's better than 2024, but he's nowhere near 2020.
He's not. And I don't think
don't think the offensive line is. Like, that's the other part,
yes.
Joe. When you pay a bunch of guys top-end money and the quarterback, you can't afford Aaron Banks. Not that he's great, but you can't afford Deebo Samuel. Not that he's great currently. You can't afford that second tight end, right? Like when you pay the quarterback, you're going to have to take some money off the books somewhere else.
And another guy you couldn't afford that made the game-winning play was a guy that grew up in your organization, Eric Armstead, who last few seasons has been playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that was a preemptive move, knowing they had to pay the quarterback, which is why they got rid of Armstead last season. 888-957-9570.
I think the most alarming thing for me is fourth quarters. Brock Purdy's been sketch. I'll do a deep dive today on just the fourth quarters last 2 years. But in 17 games, going back to last year, the start of the season, the team is 7-10. They have been budgeting for Brock for 2 years now. The team right now is 7-10 around him. He has thrown 29 touchdowns. Ran or thrown 29 touchdowns, and he has 16 interceptions and 8 fumbles. That's 24 turnovers. So a 17-game season with 29 and 24, that's Jameis Winston territory.
Jameis.
I mean, I'm just giving you the data.
No, I'm not like... I'm with you.
Like,
it's not good. It's not. We like to laugh at Jameis. We like to say, oh, 30 touchdowns, 30 picks. That's not a good thing. I never want you to mention my franchise quarterback with the likes of Jameis Winston.
And you've missed multiple games in back-to-back years. And it doesn't look like you're getting healthy. I have a hard time seeing him stay upright the rest of the year.
And that is why I wanted to start Mac Jones yesterday. I wanted to protect my investment, my asset, my franchise quarterback, not put him in harm's way. Now, not only do you have a loss, not only did he get battered, beaten, and bruised yesterday on a steel-plated foot, he has to go on short rest now against your division rival. Did you guys see Jared Verse yesterday? No, did you guys watch that Rams game? I know it was going on around the same time. That defensive line is licking their chops to play this Niners offensive line. They are licking their chops. And speaking of defensive lines, did Michael Williams show up yesterday? Did Bryce Huff show up yesterday? Did anyone show up yesterday? I know there's no Nick Bosa, but my God, it was bad. This was the first time in a decade. I'll say it again. A first time in a decade the 49ers failed to tally a quarterback hit or sack. 10 years.
You know, there is something to be said. There's a reason why the draft, we do this thing like the physical traits, right? Like we do. We do this thing about like physical traits.
Matters.
Height, weight, speed, how high you could jump, whatever. In the modern game, all right, in the modern game, going back to, you know, basically when the Super Bowl era started, there's really only two guys in the Hall of Fame that are under 6'1 and under. It's Fran Tarkenton, it's Drew Brees.
It's going to be Drew Brees. It's going to be Drew Brees.
All right? Yeah. Everybody else is 6'2 or above. Now, you can say, hey, Joe, Steve wasn't a full 6'2, and Joe wasn't a full 6'2. I'm just telling you what the stats tell you.
Yeah.
All right? There's a reason why people draft 6'3, 6'4. Because when those guys get banged up and they're not able to move, they can still stand in the pocket tall and survey the field from the pocket and be able to throw. Like, Purdy, without his ability to use his legs, isn't able to scan the field properly from the pocket. We've seen this now. So the fact that he couldn't move as well as he normally can, he's a diminished version of himself. And it frustrates me that they put him out there. I'm sure he wanted to play. I wish the coach wouldn't have played him. Like, looking back on it, because now he's got to lick his wounds and get ready for Thursday. And I think it's a tall task.
The 49ers are faced with a lot of problems right now. They are 3-1. The season's not over. The sky is not falling. But it was a humbling loss and a humbling experience. We're talking about it all. Are we seeing Brock Purdy regress right now? Is that too strong of a word, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. Let's start off with Jaime in San Carlos. Jaime, you're on the Morning Roast.
What's up, Jaime?
What's up, fellas? Happy Monday.
Yeah.
So, here's a stat for you, Joe. In the last 19 games, Brock Purdy's thrown 20 picks.
Oh.
Any game that he throws 30 or more times, the Niners are 6-10. The Niners have a huge issue with them. They shouldn't have paid him this year. They should have waited him out and basically pinned him against Jones to see how things were going to go. They're in a heap of trouble, I think. And I think this might be Shanahan's last year, and he's gone. He might be the new Andy Reid, to where he needs to go somewhere else, change his philosophy, drop a real, true franchise quarterback, and then and only then will he start winning.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Because I will elaborate why I feel this is a bigger loss than people are giving it credit for. Why do you think now, after one loss, the sky has fallen?
You know what? I called back, and you might not know. I called back when Bonte was on the show.
Okay.
When you guys were asking if Brock Purdy should get paid, and I said no. Brock Purdy is basically a slightly better version of Jimmy G. All he does is scramble. He's too big. He's too small. He gets hurt way too fast. I think the Niners in the next two games are going to lose. It's going to be 3-3. The Niners are in a heap of trouble. The offensive line isn't the same. They lost Bosa, and it's one thing after another, and it's just injuries after injuries. Mm. And I mean, there's got to be a topic here where we're going to have to start saying, who's the better coach, McVay or Shanahan? And at this point, I would take McVay. He's dropped it better. He knows that you need a franchise quarterback like a Stafford, not a Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is regressing, and it's apparent, and it's, man, $53 million a year is going to really hurt the Niners.
All right, so
thanks, man.
I think I already can tell what people are. Guys, it's one game. The sky's not falling.
Well, I just want to be quick. Kyle Shanahan's not getting fired this year. Zero.
I will never say never.
Zero. Well, nah, I'm saying it. You don't have to. I will say 0% chance he's getting fired.
Joe, we if know. If anything, we know, Joe, we know
he will walk away, but he is not getting fired this season. Continue.
Yeah, but like in sports, anything can happen. I would never say never. You just don't know. Like, these are long seasons. You don't know what's going to happen.
It's fine.
Like, I'll say I'm not going
to
say
never. You don't have to. You don't have to.
All right.
I will.
The reason why this game feels bigger than just one game is because your quarterback clearly looks like he's not getting healthier. And you know that on the short turnaround, you got the Rams on Thursday. And the Rams, regardless of whether you were fully healthy or not, that was going to be a slugger knocker type of a battle. A
slobber knocker?
What'd I say? Slugger? Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
close.
All over the place.
Jim Ross, there we go.
Slobber knocker type of a matchup. So, like, the Rams game was tough. With no Nick Bosa. Guys, did you watch his pass rush? All you guys, oh, it's not that big of a loss. Like, I'm not saying you, but like, guys, what are we talking about? He's one of the best players in the game. I know. Okay. Is he worth $120 million guaranteed? I don't know. Maybe he's worth $115, right? But he's certainly worth $100 million.
Well, we saw in a one-game sample size what having a guy like that and Josh Hines-Allen is not on the level of a Nick Bosa, but he's basically their Nick Bosa. And how important was he for the Jags yesterday?
He dominated Trent Williams.
Dominated.
And then you got the Bucs after that, okay? And we know the Bucs are really tough.
Yeah.
Really tough.
They were hanging around yesterday against the Eagles. They
and that's
chance.
At 10 a.m. in yeah. Tampa. Even with the extra time off to prepare. Then after that, you got the Falcons. I don't know. Falcons look pretty good. You know, I don't know what to make of them, but that's a primetime game for them.
That was a big win over the Commanders.
Right?
I know Mariota was starting, but Mariota and the Commanders destroyed the Raiders a week prior.
I think, like, and then you got the Texans on the road, the Giants on the road. I guess where I'm going at with this is that everybody that wanted to, at the end of the year, get the easiest schedule. Guys, it's week to week. Who are you week to week? Who are they week to week? Right? Who's available? So, like, this week, you're playing the Rams. Is Pearsall going to play?
Should he play? That's my question. I don't even know if I want him to play.
No, he has to play because I can't trust Kendrick Bourne. Like, and there's a reason Kendrick Bourne was available as a free agent. Love him as a fourth receiver. Hate him as a one or a two.
All right, DeMarcus Robinson revenge game. We're sleeping on it, obviously.
Okay,
former
he had
Ram.
Play.
He did.
All right, play.
Almost got decapitated. Too.
You know, Juwan Jennings is gutting it out. He got three or four medicine balls yesterday, right? So, like, this team right now is banged up big time, and I don't see them getting healthier.
Well, not only are they giving the ball away, they're not getting takeaways. They haven't had a pick in their last 11 games.
The Niners haven't. The longest drought in the NFL. Currently.
11 games. I mean, hell with the droughts are everywhere. You're mentioning this. They can't even make a play on special teams in their favor. They can't even get a punt return for a touchdown in 14 years.
And then Chase Lucas got a horrible penalty.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys saw
yes.
that on the punt return. Like, I didn't even bring that up yet this morning. And like, Chase Lucas, just pipe down, bud. Like, you made a play. You're fighting past the whistle. What are we doing?
Well, then you have the Jaguars, like, rookie making a mistake there where he caught it inbounds and went out of bounds. Now, I'm with you. I thought on the replay he caught it out of bounds.
Which should have been an out-of-bounds
ball. Out-of-bounds
yeah.
penalty. But I don't know how it, like, the angles weren't great. Whatever. I do know we have full phone lines.
All right,
and
let's
just rat-a-tat-tat. Let's go. Let's go out to Dave in Fresno wants to join the conversation. What's up, Dave? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, guys. So just a couple points. Yeah, I don't want to hear about offensive line anymore. Like, we're beating a dead horse. I mean, people called in after the draft, after free agency, and there was pushback. Pushback from the station, pushback from the coach. You know, they bent over backwards for Trent. They re-signed McKivitz. Vote of confidence from Kyle Shanahan's mouth about Jake Brendel. You know, they drafted Pooney. I know the guard is a backup guard, but people think he's the better guard than the starting guard. So I don't want to hear offensive line. This is the offensive line the head coach wants. It's not going to be any changes to it. He likes his offensive line, so we're going to get what we get. So that's point number one. Point number two, and this is about the regression. Spadoni, you on the money, bro. Like, all the quarterbacks regress under Shanahan. Why is that? You know, is it the scheme, or is it, like, do they get figured out? They're not evolving the quarterback. So that is a major question that needs to be answered because, like, my concern going forward, and it's not just one game, the concern, the big picture is like, how do you fix it? Oh, is Trent going to get younger? Is Kittle going to get younger and healthier? Is CMC going to get better with more touches? Because that's the only offense you currently have. Is Ricky finally not just going to get dinged up every week? Like, what is the light at the end of the tunnel? So, yeah, it's one game, but there's some questions that I don't see getting answered. I don't think we have the answers in that building, you know? And so, yeah, it sucks, bro. That's what I got.
Well, they got five up-in-the-air contracts right now that could be huge dead weight. CMC, Trent, Purdy, Ayuk, and Bosa. Like, those aren't looking good. Just look at the numbers attached to them. It's not looking good.
Say those
CMC
names.
Too.
Say those names, Trent, Purdy, Ayuk Bosa.
Of all of those, I still feel the best because of the price point and the position. And it's the age is probably Purdy still. I'm still early here. Again, I'm probably feeling the best about Purdy. Bosa's coming off a third ACL tear.
Joe, the money you gave him, just real quick.
Trent's getting older. CMC's a running back that's about to turn 30. And Ayuk had a devastating knee injury. Out of all those, I'd probably put Purdy at the very bottom of that as I feel the most concerned about.
What team in the NFL was giving Brock Purdy the contract you just gave him?
I mean, I don't know. Like,
I think Bosa,
a couple teams,
28 probably. Teams would have gave Bosa that. I know Ayuk had at least a half dozen teams interested in paying him that. Trent Williams probably would have. Anyone would have paid him that. I really do believe that. And at CMC, like, I know people are mad about that, but I'm sure a bunch of teams would have paid him. The Purdy one, I don't know.
But the 49ers backed themselves into a corner where they basically had to.
Why? He was under contract.
Why? Because that's how you do business in the NFL. And if you don't want to look like a cheap team against all the other free agents, because that's also, this matters, Joe, is optics in this. What you don't want is you want to look cheap.
Yeah, well, you know what?
You don't want to look like that. Like,
no,
the
I
Cincinnati
think the worst
Bengals.
Thing you could be in sports is stuck with an anchor contract like the Browns and like the Broncos were a couple of years ago.
So after 4 weeks, we're saying the 49ers,
no,
it
I'm
feels
just
like
saying
you're
that
stuck.
It, I'm,
with
saying,
Brock
I'm saying the guy had a great year in 2023. Great year. He had a pretty down year in 2024. And it's starting off as kind of a down year again this year where he's injured and he's hurt a lot. Like, these are the facts.
But you had to plant your flag in Purdy. Like, you cannot just keep going, ripping the Band-Aid off quarterbacks. You tried to do it, Trey Lance. It didn't work. You had to go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. And then you stumbled upon something, a diamond in the rough in Purdy. And it's looked pretty good. Last year, I wouldn't say he had an awful season. He didn't have an MVP caliber season like he had the year prior. But no one on the Niners did. And that's kind of what I want to get on to. David was saying, is like, all these quarterbacks have regressed under Shanahan. Well, let's also talk about the facts. They've also been maximized under Kyle Shanahan. Matt Ryan, as a quarterback, maximized his abilities under Kyle Shanahan. He was an MVP candidate when he was the offensive coordinator in Atlanta.
I think Kyle's good.
I think Jimmy Garoppolo was maximized under Kyle Shanahan. I don't know if he ever does that with the Patriots and Bill Belichick. I think Brock Purdy, I don't think he replicates the season he had a couple years ago, Joe. That was probably the height of his abilities, and he was an MVP candidate
in his first brought up something. I want to stop you. You brought up something that I actually think was fascinating. You had to plant your flag somewhere.
Yes.
Honestly, knowing Kyle and how good he can make these, you know, subpar quarterbacks, I now question whether that actually is, like, for some coaches, yeah, plant your flag. But if you're not a Hall of Fame level player, like, I just don't think that Purdy is $45 million better than Mac Jones ever. And the Mac Jones types are always going to be available.
What coach has ever lasted doing that?
No, he might be the only one. He's very unique. Like, I told you guys, he reminds me of Don Nelson. This sounds counterintuitive. I know. It's insane. But, like, I'm watching, for example, Carson Wentz with Kevin O'Connell yesterday. And I'm like, I would never pay a quarterback if I can get Carson Wentz to sling the ball around as a backup. Like, I do believe we've inflated the quarterback market as a whole, as an entire NFL. Tua shouldn't have got paid. That made me uncomfortable. I don't think Kirk Cousins has ever been worth anything that he's been out there. Maybe, just maybe, hear me out here, maybe Kyle is one of the very, very, very unique circumstances where maybe it should play hardball with the quarterback because the system is greater than the individual at quarterback for this spot, for this team, for the way that they do it. I don't know. It's crossed my mind.
It would have just been counterintuitive to everything he's told us, the fans, the media, whatever, that Brock is their guy. Lynch has said that. He said that. The owner said that. It just would have.
Has it crossed your mind that Mac Jones is $45 million worse than Brock Purdy?
I told you I think Mac could be a starter in this league. So that doesn't surprise me. I think Mac should be starting on some of these NFL teams where I'm seeing some god-awful quarterback play around right now. I think that. Now, do I think he's $40 million better? No, I don't. But that's the position, Joe.
Is it? Because I just watched Sam Darnold basically get a 2-year deal. I watched Geno Smith get a 2-year deal. I watched Baker Mayfield get a 3-year deal. So, like, I hear you. Again, I'm just asking questions. If you haven't thought about this as a Niner fan, I think you're fooling yourself.
But Brock has done more than those quarterbacks on the 49ers.
No, the team has done more. He had one great year. And just like Stroud, just like Jaden Daniels, guys, one great year does not make you a great quarterback.
No,
you had a great year.
No, but one great year can get you paid like it did with Sam Darnold last year. Sam Darnold just had one great year.
On a two-year deal.
Okay. They weren't doing a two-year deal. Brock Purdy wasn't doing a two-year deal.
Well,
that's
then
just
I
would have
made him play. I would have made him play it out.
Well, you can't do that because that's bad optics. Optics matter, Joe.
I mean,
those things matter.
Well, right now your quarterback's hurt, and the optics are he can't move, and I don't think he's getting better. So again, you guys, I really truly believe this market has gotten so soft serve. We are afraid to address the reality. Purdy's good. He's not great. They paid him great money. It was an overpay. Both can be true.
Blame the market.
I would have gave him a pay raise. We overpaid. It's obvious. It's okay. It's okay to admit it. We have overrated him. He had a great year. He has slowly started to regress. Guys, you know it. He's not of the ilk of these other quarterbacks, and that's okay. Not a lot of guys are. Not a lot of other guys are. My new algorithm on paying quarterbacks, I told you guys, I walked in. I go, unless I think you could be a Hall of Famer, I'm probably not going to pay you. And if that means I've got to search around and whiff on a few Trey Lances, probably so be it. I would rather go that route than overpaying the wrong guy. I know that sounds harsh. I know that sounds insane. That doesn't work well when you're marketing your team and selling jerseys. But damn it, the worst thing you could do is have $150 million invested in the wrong guy.